back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Major story in the New York Times, well-researched. Donald Trump defrauded his donors. And he and the Republican National Committee had to issue 530,000 refunds, totaling $64.3 million. What's the background of it? Why wasn't he prosecuted? I think he should have been prosecuted, and I'll give you the answer. What he would do in his online solicitations is he would have a default box checked that said, make this contribution every week or every month, a recurring contribution. In the fine print, it described it, but it was incredibly garbled fine print. And then if you wanted to get out of that default provision, you had to uncheck the box. And then later he did it, so you had to do it twice, uncheck two boxes. And a lot of the people who contributed, you know, they're not overly knowledgeable about online contributions. They don't read the fine print. They don't notice the boxes. So there was a guy named Stacy Blatt. That's Stacy, but it's a guy, Stacy Blatt. He made something like $1,000 a year in Social Security and whatever savings he had. I mean, $1,000 a month, so 12 grand a year. That was his income. He went to his account and he donated $500 to Donald Trump because Rush Limbaugh said that Donald Trump was in danger of not getting reelected. At some point in the next month, $3,000 had been withdrawn. This is a guy whose income is $12,000 a year. Entire bank account was practically wiped out. And after he complained and they looked into it with a lot of effort, they pointed out the fine print disclaimer and that he should have manually unchecked a box that was real tiny that he couldn't see. There's a guy named Victor Amelino. He gave $900. It's a big amount for him, to Donald Trump. They ended up draining his account of $8,000, which he couldn't afford. It was his savings. And Trump and the RNC had to issue 530,000, actually slightly more, refunds totaling $64.3 million so far. Let me tell you the historic background of that kind of tactic. There's a guy named David Duke in Louisiana about 30 years ago. You may remember him. He ended up going to prison. He was a leader of the Ku Klux Klan and also a member of the American Nazi Party. Ran for governor of Louisiana and won the, believe it or not, won the Republican primary. George H.W. Bush was the president, and he had the decency basically to go into and campaign against him and say, you got to vote for the Democrat. Even though the Democrat was Edwin Edwards, who spent money and had spent time in jail for bribery and fraud. So you had to really gulp hard to say, vote for this guy again. But, and there's a bumper sticker in Louisiana that went around that said, vote for the crook. It's important. That's because David Duke was on the other side. Well, David Duke, one of the things that he was criminally charged with was somebody would donate to his campaign and he would simply take that amount of money out of his account on a recurring basis. Now, I will say, I do not know if there was a default box that somebody could have unchecked if they bothered to read a ton of fine print. I do not know that. But regardless, a lot of people who give online don't read the fine print, don't notice the default box. If you do a legitimate contribution, if you want to do it to any member of Congress, especially any Democratic member of Congress in Wisconsin, you want to do it to Joe Biden, you wanted to do it some conventional thing, there'll be a statement and it'll say, do you want to make this recurring every month? And you then have to go yes or no, but the no is checked as the default. So if you don't see it, you don't. And I always check no, simply because if I want to give another contribution, I'll decide to do it. Some people say yes, and that's fine too. There was another guy named Lyndon LaRouche. I don't know if you remember him. This goes back to the 1980s, the early 80s. This goes back 40 years. Lyndon LaRouche pretended to be a Democrat, and he ran a parallel Democratic Party that, without going into his entire platform, was nutty, anti-Semitic, and very, very destructive of the United States. He also was charged, and one of the charges was this tactic. If somebody makes a contribution, suddenly they're gigged in their account every month. And, you know, in Trump's case, every week. Can you believe that? Every week. But LaRouche and Duke, every month, they were criminally charged. I do not know if Lyndon LaRouche had a default box that somebody could have unchecked if they'd bothered to wade through the fine print. I do not know that. But I don't think having a default box that you hide basically from unsophisticated people who don't bother to read the fine print gets you out of criminal liability. I just do not. If I were a prosecutor, I'd convene a grand jury and get Trump in front of it. And remember, Trump is the guy, and you may not remember this. Do you remember at Trump University? Trump University. One of the things he would do is he would lend his name, obviously, and say, if you take the course at Trump University, it's expensive, but you will end up being a business person and being a real estate magnate, and you will meet Donald Trump, and he'll help you. There's one woman, this is sad, but it's very similar to what happened here. One woman, single mom, the son with autism, about 10-year-old son with autism. And she went to sign up, and they came to visit her, and they said, she said, how much is it? And they said, how much do you have? She said, well, my savings is $29,000. They said, well, the tuition is $28,000. They basically drained everybody, and everybody paid different amounts depending on what they had. Then they had this curriculum, and they would hire people. They hired a clerk in a jewelry store who said he was a finance professor. They hired people who were looking for work, and they'd give them a script, sort of like Dale Carnegie, like the sweetest sound to a man is the sound of his own name. Smile when you go in. Tell them that you can do the job. You know, that kind of stuff. And after it was over, they said, come down to meet Donald Trump. So she put on her best dress and got somebody to care for her son, went down to meet Donald Trump to get his help in becoming a real estate magnate. And there was a cardboard cutout of Donald Trump. And they said, stand next to that. And they took her picture. And she said, well, this is just a cardboard cutout. They said, well, in the picture, it looks like you're with him. When you apply for a job, tell him it's Donald Trump. That is, Donald Trump essentially defrauded single moms with children with special needs of their life savings and basically lied to them. And now he's doing it again. You know, at some point, do his supporters understand this? Do they know this? Do they care? Well, it's out. He returned. He had to return. And some of it was joint money raised by and for him and the Republican National Committee together. And he and the Republican National Committee issued more than 530,000 refunds, totaling more than $64 million. But there are plenty of people who got defrauded, and they did not put in for refunds or didn't know or ignored it. And the truth is, if you pull a fraud like that and then restore part of the fraud, you still get to keep the rest of the fraud that nobody reported. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, thanks for bringing attention to all of Trump's baggage. Boy, he brought a lot to the White House. And when there were a lot of people who said they did everything to get him out before he got in, I was one of them. I mean, we all knew the trail of tears that he left, the bridges he burnt, the people he stuck it to. And in conjunction with what you're talking about, looking at all the court cases he's currently facing, as an attorney, what's your opinion? Do you think this is going to deep six him?
Yeah, I do, Bill. I'll give you a quick rundown of it. A great topic. Thanks for raising it. Let's go to Manhattan. I think that that is the most promising one in terms of a conviction, because they got hold of his financial records, not just his tax returns, but all of his financial records. So they know, they will know where he got his money, where it was lent from, how much of it was Russian, but more importantly, what he did with it, and on taxes. And he had a CFO, chief financial officer, named Mr. Wesselberg. Mr. Wesselberg is the guy that prepared a lot of these or reviewed them before they were filed. So he knows where the bones are buried in the yard. He knows where the bones are buried. Now, the prosecutors have already turned Michael Cohen, the lawyer. And if you want to get somebody, the two people you want to turn and get to help you are his lawyer and his chief financial officer. They know more than anyone. Well, Cohen has been interviewed now more than seven times by that prosecutor, Cy Vance. Cy Vance will be in office till the end of the year before he retires, so he'll have time to bring the prosecution. And they're working on Wesselberg, and they really have him in a tough spot, because he'll want to not do it. But if he's the guy that signed some of these documents, which he is, and they were false, like say evaluations, and I'm giving this as an example, if he says that a certain property is worth very little money for purposes of paying property taxes, but at the same time worth a multiple of that when it comes to impressing the bank to lend the money against it, that's a felony. And if that happened, Alan Wesselberg can go to jail. And they can go to him and say, Alan, it's very simple, Mr. Wesselberg. You're going to cooperate with us or you going to prison. And when it comes to a guy himself going to prison, that puts a whole different sheen on it, a whole different sheen on it. So I think that that is the most promising one. Obviously, his ginning up the insurrection in D.C. is a possibility, and his extortion against Reffensberger in Georgia is another possibility. I think it's a very high possibility. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.